So there was this guy who was arrested on the gay cruise. Did you hear about this, Dominique?
I did.
Two guys.
All right. Now, you know we have balcony night on the cruise.
Right.
This was a gay cruise, and apparently they were having balcony night. And they were sailing into Dominica. Not the DR, Dominica. And in Dominica, they have laws against
men being with men.
They have against sodomy and yes. Buggery, as they call it.
And so
buggery.
Yeah. Yes. So the ship is sailing into Dominica, and apparently two guys were having balcony night.
And nobody sex told on the them, balcony, huh?
And somebody on the dock saw them, Dominique.
Reported it to the police. Them. The police went on board, arrested them, took them off the ship. The rest of the ship, you know, sailed on for the rest of the cruise. But they
made their way to St. Bart's, and this couple was still in prison.
In Dominica, locked up.
Yeah. In Dominica.
For balcony night. Oh, that's dirty.
that's what the police said, yeah.
Yeah, that's just... That. Leading people, they on the cruise ship, they need leading people alone.
And it was a gay cruise. It wasn't like, you know, they were unusually...
But how boring is your life that you looking over to see what people doing on the cruise? Do something else. These people having a good time.
Haters. Just haters.
They hating. Gonna lock them people up. They should have said that because you wanted some.
That's
then
right.
Then you gonna lock me up.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Did you hear about this lady who was texting while walking and fell off the pier?
Yeah, I heard about her. I never been that in love with really? My phone. I mean, my vision won't even let me walk and text. The letters get to jumping and stuff. I gotta stop. I mean, I just have to stop and look at my phone because I be typing anything. I'm not that texting kind of person anyway, Tom. If I got to say that many words, I'm going to call you. Because I'm not about to keep doing spell checks and putting periods and stuff. And I know when she was falling, her husband said, see, that's what I'm talking about right there. And she fell over into the ocean. Her husband said, always on that phone. And then you just fell into the river. Now I got to jump in here and risk my life and pull you out.
And it was cold, too. This was in Michigan.
Yeah. He should let her float for a minute and say, you going to do what I say next time? You going to do what I say? Okay, well, you better do what I say then. And I'm going to help you get out of here. That's ridiculous to be walking with your head down like that.
And all you can see was her hand up through the water with her phone in her hand. I'm good.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Sybil, do you text and walk?
I do. And I'm a very clumsy and klutzy person, so I have to be very careful about that. But I've never been near water. I can't say that I'm, you know.
It's just as dangerous on the street.
I am guilty of that, I must admit.
About to die trying to send a smiley face. It's just ridiculous.
But did she send the text, though?
I don't know if the text
And what
went
did
through.
The text say? The last words were, whoa.
Yeah. Getting ready to kill herself over text. I don't even know what's that important.
DMX is being sued. I thought DMX is in jail.
He was in jail next to his son. But that doesn't
stop
you.
That was Coolio.
But that doesn't stop you from being sued just because you're in prison.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Okay. So what was he sued for?
I think this was for not fulfilling a concert obligation.
He's in jail.
Well, a deal's a deal, Tom.
But not if he in jail. As much as DMX get locked up, you can't expect him to be obligated to nothing. You got to tell DMX, just show up, and then I give you the money, because I don't know. Nope, because you get out of control, and next thing I know, you be in jail.
And I'm selling tickets, and you
in jail. Yeah, and then I heard it was for an overseas tour. Who going to give DMX money to overseas?
Can he go overseas?
I don't need, DMX got so many, he can't even vote. So I know his passport ain't no good. When he come up there with his passport, they like, nah, Earl, you know goodness well, no. Earl. When they scan his passport, that thing say, not at all, Tom. They say, Mr. Simmons, they say, you can't go nowhere but back home.
Earl Simmons.
And they want their money back. DMX not giving you
his
money
name,
back.
Earl?
Yeah.
Yeah, Earl Simmons.
Yeah.
Good thing he changed that to DMX.
They suing DMX. DMX ain't gonna have no money to give you. You sent your money to DMX. somebody that go to jail once a year for sure. He gonna do some jail time for sure. You can guarantee once every year, D gonna do about 6 months. That's the way he keep himself, he maintain his composure and get himself back focused. You gonna send your 6 figures to him. That's, you know, sometimes.
And you stay down with the people by that, right?
Yeah, you gotta charge it to the game sometimes, see. If you're not getting that back, he gonna sick them dogs on you. You better go ahead or somewhere.
All right, Dominique, we'll see you Sunday on the cruise.
All right, see you Sunday on the cruise. The Fantastic Voyage.